This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Nobody ever said the U.S. tax code is transparent or easy to use, and you can't take advantage of many of its provisions if you don't know about them. So enter now the Earned Income Tax Credit. It's considered to be one of the most effective anti-poverty programs this country has, designed to help get families over the poverty line by offsetting how much low-income workers have to pay in federal income taxes. But in Philadelphia, thousands of eligible residents don't claim that credit at all. From WHYY, Kitty Colinari reports the city is trying to change that.
Even before tax day, Philadelphia resident Roslyn Sanders is ahead of the game. She's at a local community development corporation getting her taxes done, and it's the second time she's come here. Sanders is back because last year, the organization helped her and her husband get a big refund by figuring out they qualified for the Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC. She says they got a check in the mail for more than $3,000.
I felt so good. I came back and brought these guys pizza. I did, just the whole staff, because I really appreciate what they had done.
In addition to four boxes of pizza, Sanders says she used the money to pay her car loan and other bills that had gotten behind. Sanders used to file her own taxes, and when she saw the EITC on the forms, she ignored it.
I thought it was just for certain people, like if they had children. I never thought we were eligible for it.
There are a lot of people like Sanders in Philadelphia. About 200,000 low-income residents are eligible for the EITC, but the city estimates 20% of them didn't claim the tax credit last year. Revenue Commissioner Frank Breslin says those people left a combined $100 million on the table.
The numbers kind of just jumped out at us, and we thought this is something that we should really engage in.
Breslin says the city held focus groups to find out why so many people weren't getting the EITC. A lot of people just didn't know it existed, or they couldn't afford good tax preparation services and didn't know where to get help. So this year, Philadelphia is spending more than $1 million on an awareness campaign. There's a website with information translated into five different languages, posters on buses and subways, and there are ads on Pandora.
Hey, Philadelphians, you may be eligible for a federal earned income tax credit refund up to $6,242.
They're also paying a street team to go into neighborhoods where a lot of residents could be eligible. On a recent afternoon, Matthew Bate was handing out information to business owners.
And also, I want to know if I can leave a poster that has the different locations where people can file for taxes throughout the city for free.
No problem. But most of the money for the campaign is being spent on two nonprofits to provide free tax preparation services across the city. Michelle Arthur runs one of the free tax sites in North Philadelphia and says so far the campaign seems to be working.
Everyone's asking. All the clients are now asking, do I qualify? Because they're aware that this is another credit, even though they didn't know that they may have been receiving it the whole time.
Recently, Arthur told a woman she'd be getting more than $1,000 through the program.
And she just did a little happy dance in her chair, and, you know, she said, I'm not going to be loud, but woohoo.
Revenue Commissioner Breslin says the city is tracking the success of the campaign by collecting data from the free tax sites.
So we really felt, I think, a responsibility to let the citizens know that this is available for them so that, you know, it can help them in whatever way, pay bills, buy a car.
Breslin hopes the city can find a way to keep the campaign going next year. In Philadelphia, I'm Katie Colinari for Marketplace.